At this moment, while the rest of us are driving home, cooking dinner, sitting in a warm studio, or maybe fixated on the Super Bowl, there are a few oddballs out in the middle of the ocean, racing each other around the world. They're competitors in what's called the Vendée Globe, a solo sailing race. Just one sailor per lonely boat. This year's contest began in southern France, circled the southern hemisphere, and then headed back to where it all began. 30 sailors set sail in November, but only 12 of them are left. Michel Desjoyeaux crossed the finish line today for his second Vendée Globe title. Still on the water is Samantha Davies. Her boat, the Roxy, is bright pink, like her candy-striped bikini, when it's warm enough to wear it. The race is tight. She's in fourth place at the moment. Let's catch up with her. So, Samantha Davies, ahoy, where are you?
Hi, I'm 600 miles west of the Cape Verde Islands, and Roxy's heading north towards the finish.
When's the last time you were able to take a shower?
I took one yesterday, because the seawater is lovely and warm at the moment.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Sailor Michel Desjoyeaux has crossed the finish line, and he has won the race, but, you know, you're still in it. How do you feel about his win?
First of all, I'm really happy for Mich, because he's my hero, so I'm pleased that he's won the Vendée Globe. For sure, I'm still racing, and I've still got 11 days to go. This race has been a real war of attrition, and just getting to the finish is going to be a big achievement.
Do you ever get bored?
No, I never get bored. There's always something to do. There's dealing with the weather forecast and strategy. Decision making takes up a lot of time as well. Any small running repairs and replacements to do. There's lunch and dinner and breakfast and trying to cram some sleep in from time to time.
When do you sleep if you're a solo sailor?
Our sleep patterns are a bit strange. Depends on the weather conditions, how much we can see. If the conditions are unstable, then we may only get a couple of 10-15 minute cat naps in 24 hours. Because obviously we want to keep our boats going at 100%. It's the race, and we've got to be going fast. So the alarm goes off every hour and a half.
When do you expect to finish the race, Samantha?
Probably around the 12th of February.
12th of February. What's the first thing you're going to look forward to?
A cold beer and a hot shower.
Samantha Davies, we wish you very good luck.
Thanks very much.
And you can follow the progress of Samantha Davies and the other Vendée Globe racers online. To find out how, check out our website, npr.org.